Random House Audio presents The Progress Paradox, How Life Gets Better While People Feel Worse, by Greg Easterbrook. Read for you by Rick Adamson. Suppose your great-great-grandparents, who lived four generations ago, materialized in the United States of the present day. Surely they would first be struck by the scale and clamor of present-day life and might not like these things. Neither do we necessarily. The physical speed of contemporary life would also shock our forebears, who considered New York to London in a week to be a blazing fast transit, and none of whom ever experienced the velocity now common to everyone on highways. When newfangled Great Western Railway steam engines left London in 1844 to pull coaches at 45 miles per hour, commentators expressed horror at such unnatural swiftness, while physicians urged passengers to avoid the trains on grounds that anyone moving so rapidly would surely suffocate. Now much greater speeds go unnoticed in daily events. We live, work, and try to relax surrounded by steel objects whizzing past, many of them guided by teenagers. The psychological speeds we must sustain, and the attendant anxieties, are in their own ways as hazardous. Add in nuclear bombs, global terrorism, and the inescapable inanity of mass entertainment, and your great-great-grandparents' initial reaction to the present day might be to recoil in dismay and demand to return to their own time. Yet, as your ancestors four generations removed learn more of contemporary life, they would be dazzled. Unlimited food at affordable prices, never the slightest worry about shortage, unlimited variety, strawberries in March.